Close your eyes and bring your awareness to the breath. Try to stay with the breath as much as you can. Be aware of any impulse to go away from the breath, because those impulses can create a lot of trouble for you. We get focused on the mood, and then it can take over the mind. All sense of shame and compunction goes away, and those are our treasures. As the Buddha said, in the Noble Treasures, shame and compunction come right there with conviction and virtue. You're convinced that your actions have results, and so you would feel ashamed to do something that you know is not skillful. This is the shame that comes with healthy pride. And you have compunction about thinking what's going to happen down the line. You don't have that apathetic idea, well, that's not me, it's somebody else in the future. Well, it's going to be you in the future. So you want to be very careful about what you do. But when you get angry, when, let's say, a mood of anger takes over, then shame and compunction get pushed out of the way. It's like throwing away your treasures. It's even worse than gambling, because sometimes with gambling you have the opportunity of getting something back, but if you throw away your shame and compulsion and say something, you can't take it back. So regard your restraint here as something that's really a treasure too, the restraint that keeps your thoughts, words, and deeds in line, keeps your senses of sight, sound, listening, smelling, tasting, touching, keep those in line as well. To make sure that you don't do things you're later going to regret. You don't take things into the mind that you're later going to regret. And you don't let things out of the mind either that are going to cause trouble for you and for the people around you. So this is one of the reasons why, when we say with meditation, you don't just watch your thoughts wander around. If your thoughts wander around, you come back. You don't watch them, you watch your breath. Keep with the breath, and after a while the thoughts will begin to lose their power. But if they go shooting out, and you go shooting out with them, who knows where you're going to land and what you're going to lose in the process. We all have these treasures that we can develop in the course of our human lives, the treasures of conviction, virtue, shame, and compunction. You don't want to go throwing them away, like with virtue. People come every week and ask for the precepts. We don't ask, well, what happened to the precepts you asked for last week? There's no Dharma police out there to keep tabs on you. But you're the one who has to keep tabs on yourself. And it's this principle, the treasure of shame and the treasure of compunction are your inner policemen that remind you, okay, this is really not worthy of you. This is going to cause trouble down the line. Do you really want to do this? That's how you keep yourself in line. You can't expect someone else to stand above you with a little stick and slap your wrists every time you do something wrong. It's you have to think inside, is this what I really want to do with my life? This is what I really want to do with my actions, my thoughts, my words, and my deeds. You're the one who has to be keeping track of things. So that the precepts you take every week are just a reminder that this is a course that you've chosen, and you stay on course, rather than throwing them away and then having to ask for new ones every week. And we're happy to give the precepts every week, but try to maintain them. So that when you can ask for them again next week, it's simply a reminder, oh yes, this is the course that I'm following already. I want to stay on this course. It's important. That's to help you resist the temptations of the world out there, because there are lots of things coming in through the TV and the internet that tell you all kinds of other things opposed to the precepts. And you have to remind yourself, okay, this is important. This is why I have the precepts every week. Not so that you get new precepts after the ones you've thrown away, but you can remind yourself that the precepts you've got are really worth protecting. That's the message you want to take away.